Your natural gait includes a lot of space for new things to be added. When you walk, the way that you move, think about it. Think about the placement of your feet. Try walking on the balls of your feet, carefully. Rise up on them. Feel taller, more agile, more precise. There's something freeing in walking like that, at least sometimes. Meditate upon how your days would be more satisfying, interesting, closer to a vision of the risen wolf within. The walking, the movement, the simplicity of it. There is a precision there, darting up on your toes, moving quickly, or simply walking slow and languorous. In your gait, there is room to explore this way of being. And think of how your mind, intertwined with your body's senses, and with your sense that you may explore being something else. Your body would, of course, reward your mind for exploring. The slow, delicate, up on your toes, digitigradle movement. Walking, slanted, risen. Notice your center of gravity. Think about it. The way that you would sway from foot to foot, moving, darting, transferring your weight more efficiently when you're up on the balls of your feet. Transferring your weight so you might gracefully or quickly move. Feeling how there is a vibrancy in the swift digitigradle movement. The step, a kind of dance inherent in you now. Meditate upon this. Focus your mind on your feet and on rising up on the balls of your feet, moving, stepping, slow and then quick. Envision the nails becoming darker, harder, more wolf-like. Safe but comfortable but powerful and visceral. To walk digitigrade and feel the furred alteration. Your feet becoming a little warmer, wrapped. You see the color, you see the shine. You see the way that your skin itching and prickling, but pleasantly, begins to emit a faint shift and slide. Your mind in this open place of transformation sees how you are being brought closer to a reality you've often dreamt of, a version of you you have devised, yearned for, wanted to feel. Your entire body is able to alter how the sensory information finds its way in. So if you think of rising up, digitigrade, on the balls of your feet, if you think of striding, place to place, movement to movement, you think of those feet as furred, and your mind as blank and indulgent. If you think of the toenails becoming that little bit darker, harder, sharper, your movements are careful and precise. They are powerful, visceral, in touch with a certain animalism within. Though you stand a little different. The muscles may need time to adapt, but it's good exercise in its own way. To dart on the balls of your feet from place to place, time to time, sensation to sensation, and moment to moment. You move, digitigrade, stepping, your furred feet darting from place to place, the thin edge of the wedge that might begin a transformation, or continue it, or empower it. Your mind has learned to feel this particular way, to learn about itself. There are nerve endings inside of you, and they line themselves up with your awareness of your skin, of the muscles, the toes, your feet, moving from place to place on the balls of your feet. And your body can rewire that connection So you feel the furred existence, the slight weight of your coat, where it begins down there, covering your toes, your feet, making them that little bit more appropriate to the wolf within. Movement, digitigrade rather than plantigrade, the slow darting, the nimble center of gravity and balance that you find easier to move with, a kind of hunting and pecking along the ground, moving your digitigrade foot, stepping and stepping, finding that that unique shift of weight emphasizes in your mind that you are currently undergoing alteration, modification, exploration, step after step, motion after motion, movement after movement. You will learn that stepping that way, fur covering your feet, the nails darkening, your mind silencing and simplifying before the truth of your chain. All of that works together to make you, you, complete, unadorned, happy in the moment, moving with animalistic primal simplicity. And when all is said and done, the furred covering, the dark nails, the way you dart about, risen on the balls of your feet, it just feels more right, a closer movement to an unearthly howl deep within you, a closer movement to a change you've wanted to explore and now find inescapable. Your mind has flicked a switch, the movement of your feet to digitigrade, the darting from step to step, is just an outgrowth of your understanding that the body is unfixed. The mind can teach us much, especially if the fantasy was already there, if it was percolating in the background, if it was waiting for exploration. It can become the change, risen on the balls of your feet, the weight tilted forward, able to control your center of gravity. Explore it, practice it, let it be all you think of for a little while, until it feels natural enough. That image of you standing digitigrade, your furred feet and darkened nails, hard, firm, a little bit of muscle in the calves because you train and feel the right way to stand. Learning the right way to stand is a good foundation for everything else and enhances any changes that already line up with the wolf-like mind and the digitigrade stance. And your body relax, at peace, open to learning, to transformation, to change, to a howl and system of circulating self-reinforcing commands and ideas that has already been set loose. Your mind had plenty of furry fuel to instantiate the change. All you need do is acknowledge, incorporate, practice, and rest.